Tucker, Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As it hosts the G20 summit, China has spared no effort to make sure the event is a success. Residents of China's historic city of Hangzhou say they are proud their hometown was chosen to host the G20 meetings. VOA's Bill Ide in Hangzhou reports that President Obama has been under pressure to seek some breakthroughs on an array of issues as he meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
This is an effort of management. The president wants to have a good trip, but he's going to raise the issues that he feels are important, as will Xi Jinping. But both are in a management stage at this point. There's the elections coming up in the United States soon, and we'll have a new president. And so China's not going to necessarily jump into anything too drastic. And in the same way, China is going through a leadership reshuffle next year. And so on both sides, there's a lot ahead that is uncertain. So you wouldn't expect that they would have too big of a breakthrough in any area.
That is VOA correspondent Bill Ide in Hangzhou, China. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14. Explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown of Davao. Thousands of people today lined the streets of Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, to pay their respects to the longtime leader Islam Karimov as his funeral procession passed by. 78-year-old died late Friday after being in a coma for several days. This is VOA News. Clashes broke out between Turkish security forces and Syrian Kurds that happened near the border town of Kobani. Turkish government began placing concrete barriers along its border with Kobani several days ago. Government looks at the town with unease due to its control by the Syrian Kurdish militia known as the People's Protection Units, the PYG. Turkey considers it a terrorist group, while Washington sees it as the most effective Syrian ally in the fight against the Islamic State. Former Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff slammed the process that led to her ouster this past week. Brazilian Senate voted to remove Rousseff from breaking physical responsibility laws. She says she still has political plans and is going to oppose the government regardless of where she might be. Rousseff also said she would be quick to raise her voice if the new president, Michel Temer's government, tries to crack down on protesters. Brazil's first female president denies wrongdoing and has frequently pointed out that previous presidents have used similar accounting measures. She has 30 days to vacate the presidential palace. FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from the investigation of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. Federal Bureau of Investigation closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information. FBI Director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. Residents along the Gulf Coast of the U.S. state of Florida are checking for damage after Hurricane Hermine slammed into the area before heading up the east coast of the U.S. High potential there for drenching rain and deadly flooding. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is warning residents about the storm, which could stall over their area.
Now, that's an unusual situation. For such a large storm to stall and remain in place and have a real direct impact on New York City and Long Island, all the surrounding areas, for such a long period of time, that's unusual, and that's one of the things that's causing us some real concern.
De Blasio also warned residents not to go into the ocean because of riptides. Americans celebrating the Labor Day weekend this weekend, culminating Monday with the holiday honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.